the Ministry of Health has achieved very high coverage of rotavirus vaccine. They implemented the vaccine nationwide, so all children, all infants received the vaccine from the end of 2012. And so we did an evaluation looking at the impact on hospitalised diarrhoea, and we found nationwide that there's been about a 30% decline in hospitalisations from diarrhoea nationwide, and there's also been a significant decline in the number of deaths from diarrhoea over that time as well. And in terms of those that are rotavirus positive diarrhoea cases, there's been a 70% decline in and those that are rotavirus positive. So these results are very exciting. They're very, for such a big problem in Fiji, that's one of the commonest reasons why Fijian children were admitted to hospital. It'll provide great health benefits. So there's fewer children, being admitted to hospital. The burden on the healthcare system will be less, and the nurses will be freer to look after other kids, that aren't getting diarrhea anymore. So it's been a wonderful impact overall.
Do you feel that that is a program that could be transferable to other countries in the region that also have child mortality issues?
Yes, absolutely. I think the Australian government is also supporting the implementation in Kiribati, for example. But I think as a priority for all children in the world, essentially, they should all have access to these newer vaccines, not only rotavirus, but the pneumococcal as well, which prevents pneumonia, which is also extremely common, the number one cause of children to die worldwide. So I think it should be a priority for Australian Aid and other aid to really help promote, and because it's shown to be cost-effective numerous times, and the barrier is essentially a cost. But this particular vaccine, the issue with them and a lot of the newer vaccines is that they're very expensive, in contrast to, say, measles and diphtheria and polio vaccine, which are very, very cheap, or either relatively cheap. So these vaccines are more expensive. So there's been a hesitation in many countries to adopt, in lower-income countries, to adopt these newer vaccines because of cost. However, fortunately, again, we advocated with our results to the Australian government through Australian Aid, and we recommended that they should help Fiji and the Fiji government implement these vaccines. So not only did we do work on rotavirus, but we also did work on the cervical cancer vaccine and the pneumococcal vaccine. And so the Australian government then decided to then go into a cost-sharing arrangement with the Fiji Ministry of Health and help them tender for the vaccines with the companies, and got very good prices for these vaccines, and were able to then implement and support the implementation over a number of years. And so that has been a very successful program of work supported by the Australian government in collaboration with the Fiji Ministry of Health.
Do you see that as a way forward, continuing on, that countries around the Pacific might partner with countries like Australia or New Zealand to get these vaccination programs going?
Sure. I mean, price of the vaccine is an issue, so that's set by willingness for a government to pay is essentially it, although the vaccines are also available through UNICEF now. But even the prices through UNICEF are still more expensive, quite considerably more expensive than the traditional vaccines such as measles, etc. But this model in Fiji has been, I think, fantastic for countries that are not eligible for Gavi funding. So there's another model for low-income countries, so particularly those in Africa that are low-income countries, where they can get money from support from Gavi to implement these vaccines, so that it costs up the government, maybe 20 or 30 cents per dose. The problem for the Pacific, though, is that not many of these countries, there's virtually no Gavi-eligible countries in the region. And so what we then advocated was that the Australian government then act as Gavi for Fiji, and that's where this approach sort of came about and has been very successful.